It's next time. Massive change of pace from the last two episodes. But anyway, we're going to be reading funny tweets, I guess. And Tumblr posts and just funny posts. I actually found these on Instagram, believe it or not. They're just kind of like re-uploaded ones from accounts that people have collected and like, "Oh, this is funny. Here, have these random posts." My past three episodes now been about Twitter in some way. I don't even have the app. That is strange. I don't like that. Yeah, anyway, I probably won't laugh at many of these sorry if that ruins the experience for you, but like, I've already read them, so it kind of loses its funny power after I've read it once. So, and I probably won't laugh out loud. I'll be like, "Oh yeah, it's funny," but like, you know, I don't laugh much at internet stuff, like, out loud, you know? Like, but when I'm with my friends, like, I'll laugh because I don't know, does anyone else get that? You know, you're just on your own, just laughing at your phone, you know? Like, compared to laughing with all your friends, like, all at once. Anyway, the first one is, "I'm full of rage, but in a very chill and nonchalant way." Nonchalant? Yeah, that seems right. Yeah. "You ever been 2 seconds from a psychotic break because you can't get a necklace hooked?" I relate to that one so much. "If I fell between the wall and my bed frame, would anyone care?" I also relate to, like, my bed has been against my wall, like, the side has been against the wall for my entire life, so, you know. Like, I've lived in the same house, my bed has been, all my furniture has been in the same position, like, most of my life, since, like, I got a desk, so, like, the furniture had to be rearranged, and, like, I got, anyway, but for most of my life, I've had, like, the same bedroom arrangement. "I hate it when people think I'm being serious or that I'm joking. There is a third thing, and that is what I'm being." Mm-hmm. Okay. "Be the reason why your local woods are haunted." Me, clicking pen. "This is glorious." Me, hearing someone else clicking pen. "If I could kill you with just my thoughts, I would." "In this world, it's slay or be slain." "Imagine your car declines at therapy and they make you go back to junior year of high school." "Through gritted teeth." "I love being out of my comfort zone. It is necessary for my personal development." This is my entire primary school experience. My school was very adamant about being out of your comfort zone. "No thanks. I'm very neurodivergent. I don't want to do that." "You're so nice. Thanks. I'm terrified of anyone being upset with me ever." That is also very true for me. Mm-hmm. wait, I can't. Oh, this one has a swear word in this. I'll Christian curse words, guys. "Always some kind of freaking temperature." Okay, maybe I am laughing at these. "It slowly removes my heart-shaped sunglasses." I beg your freaking pardon. Yeah, sorry. Have to censor myself with these Christian curse words. "I regret to inform you that they have euthanized that dog in me." I got the dog in me. If you watch Sorry on YouTube, you would know that. The dog in. "I usually kill the DoorDash guy after he brings me food. He served his purpose in life." "Coffee isn't enough. I need to be struck by lightning." "I love asking 7 different people for advice, then do what I want." Mm-hmm. That's also me. I'm nodding very adamantly in real life, by the way. "While being tackled by police dog." What's his name? in the club naming 5 things I can see, 4 things I can feel, 3 things I can hear, 2 things I can smell, and 1 thing I can taste. I use this method. I love when Apple is like, we are going to install updates tonight when you are sleeping. And then when you wake up, they're just like, couldn't do it. You slept weird and we couldn't do it. Yeah, I also get that. It is really weird. I'm like, please, can you update it at 9? Like, I don't want to sit there and not have to not be on my phone in the times where I'm conscious and have to sit there and suffer and not be on my phone. Like, I'm either asleep or on my phone. What do you want me to do otherwise? There's no in between with that. Me picking a scenario to fall asleep to, there's nothing good on. Hey man, sorry I didn't text you back for 4 months. I only look at my phone 23 hours a day. Due to personal reasons, I'm evil now. They don't ID me at the liquor store anymore because they see the light has left my eyes. Going to rock bottom, do you guys need anything? If I got possessed demonically, I wouldn't even notice it with everything else I've got going on. As soon as 1 month ends, another begins. No break. They are relentless. My therapist wants me to, slow down and, stop living my life like it's a race. It's like he doesn't even know that life is a highway and I'm contractually obligated to ride it all night long. Walking into my boss's office, hey, do you mind if I go outside and play? I flirt by just thinking about you really hard and hoping you sense it telepathically. Mm-hmm, I do this, but with everything. I do anything. I like speak by just thinking really hard and hoping something happens. Can't believe I'm going to be the first person to die from anxiety. Love when emails start off with, do not reply. Like, oh yeah, way ahead of you, brother. Can't drown my demons. They have pool noodle thingies. I really like that one. People are too casual about the fact that parrots can talk. That is very true. For my next trick, I'll need a gun. We'll never understand people's fascination with their ancestry. Isn't knowing your current family bad enough? Oh, you're silly? Okay, then name every goose. Life is so much better when you stop hyperanalyzing yourself and then... Oh, hang on. This is a wholesome one. I can't read this. That won't fit in. The guy who invented constellations was like, see those 4 stars? That's a bear. And everyone else was too busy trying to not die from the plague to fight him on it. Getting double bounced on a trampoline was the last time I felt something. Oh my god, I'm literally staring at my trampoline right now as I am outside on my deck. I can see it. I remember getting double bounced on my trampoline. That is also the last time I felt something. Cop. Sit on that chair, we're going to interrogate you. Lawyer, whispering, deny everything. Me, loudly, that isn't a chair. Hang on, let me find them. I've lost my momentum, hang on. There's space between my group of screenshots from Instagram. Oh, Hacking ADHD by absolutely blasting club music into my ears at a volume that would terrify God and drinking a medically unadvisable amount of caffeine just to write an email I have been avoiding for 2 weeks. Once I went to a party with my husband, full of people he knew from work, but I didn't. A guy came up to us, turned to me and said, "You must be his wife." I turned to my husband and said, "You have a wife?" Should have seen the guy's face. Having ADHD is really like being a sim that has their actions constantly cancelled. So you end up in situations where you're standing in the bathroom, not with a banana, and you're not quite sure why. Odysseus? I don't know. we now set out on our odyssey, sailor, raising hand. What's an odyssey, Odysseus? A long journey named after the only survivor. Sailor, oh, okay, wait, what? I was best man at my friend's second wedding. I started my speech with, welcome back, everyone. He was not happy. Nature documentary, but the narration is just weird enough to make you question it. Some fish can walk out of water, so remember that next time. You might think you're safe, but horses are omnivores. Please watch The Round Planet on Netflix. It's exactly like that. And it has like a picture of like jellyfish. And the captain says, they look like haunted marshmallows. A group of jellyfish is called a swarm or a smack, which is probably what the scientist who named them was on. They've survived for 600 million years without a brain. A ray of hope for some of my BBC colleagues. Starts playing on phone during a show. Misses important scene. Rewinds too far by mistake. Gets back on phone while waiting for the scene. Misses the scene again. Oh, when life shuts a door, open it again. It's a door. That's how they work. And then a Tumblr reblog thing. I don't know, Kermit. Maybe they freaking locked it. Reasons I'm still alive. Dot point. Need to see my Spotify Wrapped. Can't wait to get diagnosed in brackets Spotify Wrapped. Yes. That is all. That is all my silly little goofy memes. See you next time.